This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. presidential candidates and the surrogates have been making a hard final campaign push before tomorrow's election day. At a campaign rally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that there are plenty of reasons to not vote for his Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Nobody in this group is voting for this guy. Nobody. He's not qualified. You know, he wasn't qualified in primetime. You know, 25 years ago, he wasn't qualified. Because he was never known as being the brightest bulb in the lot.
And at a drive-in voter mobilization event, the former Vice President Joe Biden says this is a particularly important election.
This campaign has been unlike any other campaign in history. There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
And what happens on Election Day will, in some degree, determine how much more hot and nasty the world's climate will get, according to experts. The day after the presidential election, the United States formally leaves the 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change. A year ago, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration notified the United Nations that America is exiting the climate agreement. And because of technicalities in the international pact, November 4th is the earliest a country can withdraw. The U.S. will be the first country to quit the 189-nation agreement, which has countries make voluntary ever tighter goals to curb emissions on heat-trapping gases. The former Vice President Joe Biden has pledged to put the country immediately back in the Paris Agreement, which does not require congressional approval. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us the government's top infectious diseases expert is cautioning that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead due to the surging coronavirus cases.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the rise in COVID-19 infections as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months. Fauci says the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions.
Iran's Air Force has begun an annual drill with its aging fleet of U.S. and Russian-made jet fighters, taking part alongside locally made drones and other aircraft. That is according to a report by state TV. The drill will see forces from eight air bases take part over 2 days in exercises that include missile firing and mid-air refueling. This is the second drill Iran has held since a decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired earlier in October. Iran reportedly is interested in purchasing new aircrafts and weapons like tanks and fighter jets as it flies a U.S. F-14 Tomcat alongside F-4s and F-5s dating back to before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Rescuers continue to dig through the ruins of flattened buildings as the death toll from Friday's quake off the Turkish coast surpassed 60, and the hope of finding survivors in the rubble fades. Turkey is now crossed by fault lines and is prone to earthquakes. In 1999, powerful quakes killed 18,000 people in northwestern Turkey alone. Friday earthquake, which was the Istanbul base Kandil Institute says had a magnitude of 6.9, was centered in the Aegean Sea. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is expected to join her colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court Monday to hear argument for the first time. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, High Court began hearing cases by phone in May. This means that the public will not see the new justice, who was confirmed just last week in a 52-48 virtual party line vote, with the Republicans overpowering the Democrats to install President Donald Trump's third Supreme Court nominee. But the public will be able to hear Barrett if she asks any questions, as all her colleagues have been doing. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.